section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Rock the his house, because that's what we're about ready to do.
Who says that?
Are you back in stereo?
It appears for this moment in time I am back in stereo, which means if you will do honors.
Yeah. Oh, this? Oh, yeah. I never get it loud enough.
That's great.
It's pretty great.
Pretty great. It's not the word for it.
Coming to you live from my large intestine, Texas, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Elf on a Shelf and Eye Surgery, Jason for the Movies, Christmas Edition, What's Up in E-Smoke, an interview with the Elf on a Shelf, and Gift Returning Without the Receipts for your, with your co-host, Heartland Heartthrob, Brett Conlon, The Voice, Nani, and me, Locks of Love, Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hola. Oh, get all Mexican on me. Great. All right, folks. This is IBWIP episode 171, and I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
We have probably the most amazing show ever written by us tonight. It's probably going to be so good that we're probably not going to be able to finish it.
It's a very attainable goal.
Huh?
That's a very attainable goal for us to have.
Every goal we have is attainable. All right. One night a year, Santa touches the hearts of millions of children. My co-host touches those millions of children as well.
Oh, boy.
Locks of Love, Jason.
I can't come with 100 feet of a school.
That's good for business. They let you keep that van. With
come
no
to my show.
All right. When my next guest was a child, he would hide in the living room on Christmas Eve, hoping to get a glimpse of Santa Claus. The only thing that he ever saw was his dad finger-banging two midgets dressed as elves in the garage. The one and only Brett Conlon.
That was in the summertime.
You need to lead with that story.
And now... Oh, wait, I'm sorry, Brett. Thank you.
That's for midget finger banging.
That's more people than I've ever heard cheer at one of my shows.
All right. During the holiday season, my next guest loves light. All right, let me start this over.
Okay.
Start the whole show over. During the holiday season, my next guest's love life really gets on a hot streak. I guess a lot of women have a fantasy of blowing an elf from the North Pole. Please welcome The Voice, Dustin.
Hello, hello.
He's not that short.
No, I'm not. I'm 5'10".
That's average height for a male.
Yeah,
5'10".
Yeah. Whatever, I'll take it.
Sorry, I had a rough time writing.
That's
all yesterday.
Right. It's okay.
Yesterday. And finally, number 00. She may be more than just a pretty face and a nice rack.
Maybe.
She's, well, maybe not. She's Naughty Nani.
Hi.
Okay.
Hello.
Was that not good?
That was good.
No, it's good.
I wrote that before
I've been naughty for Christmas.
I don't think it's just Christmas, dear.
Blake, Brett agrees. She's been naughty. Why, so many stories we're not leading with.
All right, from now on, everybody has to come to the dress rehearsal instead of just me. Ugh. Let me stretch.
Yeah, watch
the camera.
Out. Get it on out. Yeah, watch that camera. Thank you, Minicam.
Minicam, you rock. So, welcome, everyone.
Yeah, long time no see.
Tis good to be here. Tis the season. We're loving Christmas time in the air. Chestnuts roasting.
Who's ever done that? Who's ever roasted a chestnut?
Not
well,
me.
I feel like I don't even roast like, more than one.
I don't even like eating them.
You don't just want to eat just one.
You'd want to go a couple, yeah. Sure.
Get a two chestnuts.
Handful minimum.
Is that where these nuts came from?
Why do you always have to do that? Dog. Why do you always have to make it dirty, huh?
These nuts?
Hey, let's
over here.
These are some candied almonds from the Chris Kindle Market up in Chicago.
Did you have them flown down here for the show?
Yeah, actually, I've been.
He had a drone fly over the house
week
and drop them in.
I should have warmed them in the microwave, but
could have roasted them on an open fire.
We have something serious I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. I like to get serious on the show.
Right,
I don't like to make jokes, but I'm kind of concerned. And since you're all here, I have to go have a major surgery.
Audible gasp.
What?
Audible gasp.
Oh, audible gasp. And and so I just wanted you guys to know, since you're all here, that I really care about you guys and love you to death. And
even
if I
me, Blake.
Yes, even you, best friend Jason. But I don't
that
know.
Sounded sincere.
It's a pretty major surgery, and
oh my gosh, yeah.
You're getting your balls lifted?
Ball lift?
A good old ball lift.
Ball lifts are very in right now.
Is it leukemia?
Are you getting a Brazilian butt?
Are you having
that's a surgery?
A Brazilian guy's butt transplanted?
Brazilian butt transplant.
Yes. Really
I thought you meant like he was getting his ass waxed. You know,
yeah,
like getting a Brazilian
too.
For his
well,
ass.
I'm just imagining
that,
a whole ass invasive. Being transplanted.
And I like how I'm trying to be serious and you guys are fucking making jokes. I could probably, you get your balls
lifted? If you had to have any kind of ass transplanted, which kind of ass would you get? What would you replace your own ass with?
Get a mandrel. It's really colorful.
I was going to say a baboon of some sort. Some sort of one of those primate asses.
Yeah. The one that's like a rainbow.
Yeah.
That's
the
mandrel,
what I'm talking
right?
about. Yeah, the mandrel.
Mandrel.
I mean,
big, huge fangs.
You like could Skittles. Have a horse's ass, but...
Oh, no. Because I don't want a tail. That's just so much... I have troubles...
You'd be popular with the bronies.
I have trouble wiping my own ass with the hairy asshole that I have now.
I don't think horses have to,
smears everywhere.
I think enough, when you're a horse, you don't have to wipe your ass at all. It just falls out.
It does just kind of fire it out there, doesn't it? It's just kind of like...
The tail's like a little butthole broom. It just kind
of... Hey, you know what, Blake, at least think about it.
Episode 171, butthole broom.
Somebody write it down. Great, so...
You guys just invite me so I can name the episodes for you.
Yeah, right. Now shut up. Yeah. Wait for the...
We have
5 minutes in, you're done.
We have the episode now. Please shut your pie hole. We're just... You know. Oh, so you guys don't care that I'm having major surgery?
Is it lupus?
My grandma has lupus.
Lupus with the lid off?
You don't have surgery from... God damn, I looked at him again. You don't have surgery when you have lupus.
Is it surgery to remove your eyeballs?
Yeah, you should have
so
some
you
sort
don't
of...
stare at things you shouldn't stare at.
Avert your gaze from 90s.
You think after a week
please.
You would have learned, you know, and like retrained
yourself. Oh, I know. Yeah,
but nope, here we are.
You had a week to meditate on that.
Here we are a week later.
He
she's
was meditating,
up in the same
but
shirt.
It wasn't.
I know.
Yeah,
that's so crazy.
I didn't have anything else
to do. Your
to
fucking
wear.
Laundry.
Blake, I feel like we've ran through the medical dictionary of every possible reason someone would need a surgery, and yet we've
sickle
still not
cell.
Come to the right. Okay, that's the last one. But we've not come to the answer yet.
Well, I'm going to have plastic surgery done on my eyelids.
That is serious.
I'm having the cholesterol deposits removed. It's a very scary, very serious,
very gross
plastic surgery.
Do they just take an X-Acto knife and just cut them off, or
that's kind of what they do.
That
yeah,
just made my balls twinge a little bit when you said that.
I had went a couple weeks back, and we were waiting for insurance to see whether they would cover it or not, since it's so serious. Of course, since it's you know, yeah, it's life threatening. They didn't want to really get involved, but they did okay that I get the lesions removed from my eye.
Cholesterol deposits.
Cholesterol deposits. They made me go and get my cholesterol done before they decided they're going to do it as well, and they never got back to me with those results.
That's nice.
So
it's either really good or really bad news, I think.
Yeah, I mean,
they didn't know how to tell you. You're just completely fucked.
Right. So this really rich plastic surgeon is going to take a X-Acto knife and cut them out. And it was funny because when I went to the plastic surgeon, I walked in and I was like, this is going to be a great morning. I'm going to see tits and just fucking huge tits and all these good-looking supermodels, right?
That's exactly what I think of.
If you think of going to a plastic surgeon, that's what you're going to see.
Well, not in this area, but
all I saw was a bunch of old ladies that were puffy and had skin lesions.
Ooh, wait, what?
And one facial feature. Yeah, it was just like or like one facial expression.
Yeah, just like constantly. God,
Botoxed.
So, yeah.
So if I don't make it through this, I just want you guys to know that you're all really best friends of mine.
Yes.
When is the surgery?
Confirmed.
Huh?
When is this surgery going to take place?
Well, when this episode comes out, I'll have already had the surgery, so this could possibly be the
You're
last...
You're speaking from the future?
This could be the last episode I ever do.
1.21 gigawatts.
Are you going to be blind for a while?
Yeah, they said that I probably shouldn't drive for at least a week and a half, that my wife should apply her warm breasts to my eyelids.
I thought you were going to say her vagina.
Well, with her vagina, she couldn't touch them both at the same time.
So if you could just get your wife to sit on your face every night.
Blake, I totally got an idea.
Okay.
Okay, while you're recovering, you need to get some of those like big old blue blocker glasses. You can go down, sit in front of the high note, pretend you're an old retired blues man.
Papa Stitch.
Yeah.
You could be Papa Stitch.
You know, you're kind of in transitional employment, so you could like totally play off, you know, I'm blind, you know, right. I'm like, yeah, like panhandle a little bit.
It's a little metal
know.
Can.
Get a guitar case, and then like don't even have a guitar, have something that's not anything close to a guitar.
Like a broom.
They'll feel bad for you. Yeah. Like, oh, he doesn't even know he has a guitar.
Get yourself a nice butthole broom.
Oh, I got plenty of those.
He's really pushing for that name.
Yeah, I
do have a question. Just a couple days ago, my brother got really ill, and like his
did
back.
He have license to do that?
Hey, you made my joke.
He was licensed. He did finally get his license to become ill, but it was like in his back where his kidneys are, and they're like, oh my god, he's got a kidney stone.
Right
now, sometimes when people pass their kidney stones, they hold on to them and like make jewelry or something out of them. My question is to you. Are you saving your cholesterol deposits? And if so, what do you plan to do with them? And why not?
Unless there is some type of OSHA regulation that doesn't allow me to. Mm-hmm. But if I do get to, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to put them in a little velvet sack with a little tie on the top.
Sure, drawstring.
And just put it in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Like dip and just leave it there and see what happens.
So you're going to put all the cholesterol that they just pulled out of your body.
And shove it
back
right
into
back
your
in.
Body.
Yeah, I want to see if it grows on my lip.
You know what? That's a great idea.
Thanks. I have great ideas.
It's pretty good.
So many great ideas. This next thing, unfortunately, is not a great idea.
Oh, he's not wrong.
Hold on just a second. My boss wife just came in. I wanted to say hi to her because if I don't say hi to her, she'll be upset with all of you. Also,
probably not me.
Episode 170 is not my fault. There was natural things that happened. God's creation.
Big natural things that happened.
And I couldn't do
anything.
I pulled
my balls out. I'm sorry.
They come in twos.
So.
Of course. Of course. What else would I do?
Molly, we're trying to do a show here.
Okay. Well, good night.
We're going to hear it again?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, this is a segment we've done a couple times. It's called Jason for the Movies, where I review movies, and I know we've done it several times to varying degrees of success, but I'd also like to thank you, Blake, for giving me another opportunity to do movie reviews.
Well, you know, and it's one of those things, like, I love you like a brother. You're like one of my best friends.
Like a black guy? Nice. But, hey, you know what?
My brother.
Nothing funny about that.
No, there's nothing funny about that. Actually, this show is so boring that one of our co-hosts is just on her phone.
Usually it's Dustin that's on his phone.
I'm just joking.
But I'm the social media, like,
right. He has an excuse. No, but
you're just giving him an excuse to look at your boobs again because of where you're holding.
Right,
the phone.
You're forcing.
I know.
You're
he's
forcing.
Acting like he was.
That was my
right.
Breast focal point
all along.
The next episode is called Breast Focal Point.
This is going to be a 3-part series of episodes.
No, but you have had difficulty with your movie reviews and. Because you're such a good friend, I keep giving you more and more opportunities. Now, Brett has been here before when you've done a movie.
I remember the Halloween episode.
Yeah, and then you were here for the one where he was doing the spoilers.
There was a lot of, like, you know how big of a fan I am of the Transformers movies.
Yeah.
I just went home and cried
that
night.
That tattoo you just got, right?
Yeah.
That Mark Wahlberg tattoo. It has nothing really to do with Transformers.
It's just him shirtless.
I mean, at least I get an A for effort, though. Do I not?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm trying really hard.
I think you're getting better.
Okay.
With age.
I'd give you an S plus.
That's, I think, good, right? Satisfactory plus.
Satisfactory.
That's like a kindergarten.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're not doing horrible, but
I'm as good as a kindergartner. We'll say, and that's not bad.
Okay, we'll take it.
Really, like Stephen Hawking was a kindergartner at one time,
right?
Yeah. So.
So is Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, he was. No. So, what are you going to review for us?
Holiday movies.
All right. I love holiday movies.
Yes. You like? How many songs are in your playlist?
Well, we're talking movies. Like, I got a lot of holiday movies too. Not 3,000 plus, but
in the year 3,000.
That's copyrighted.
No one asked for that. I like to review movies. I haven't seen a lot of movies. What is that? Zooming in.
That's a visual shot gag there. Yeah, doesn't translate well to the audio listeners.
Jason, if you could get out of that picture, that'd be great.
But pretty much, Blake shoved his phone into her cleavage to get a nice shot there.
Well, he might be blind or dead.
Right, right. I can be blind. So, yeah, can we put that picture in Braille somehow?
So, yeah, yeah.
Could you just make like a 3D sculpture of your boobs and just.
Just
plaster Paris.
Yeah.
Plaster. I'll apply it. Don't worry. I know. I was an art student. I'll definitely take care of it. Okay. Anyway, go ahead. What are your movies?
You know what? I don't even want to do it now. All right. I'm sorry. I do like to review movies. I haven't seen a lot of movies. This gives me a reason to like watch them and create show content at the same time. Now, being the Christmas season, I thought it appropriate to review classic holiday movies. But as I mentioned before, I've not seen these movies. So it was also like a great cultural discovery for me as well. The first film is the 1997 classic directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Charlie Brown Eye, Peppermint Fat Meat, Poopy, and Half Stock. I'm talking, of course, about A Charlie Brown Eye Christmas. And this is already going better than the facts. In this all-male cast, Charlie Brown Eye is disgusted. Oh.
Those are all the people outside right now.
You know what? Open the doors. Let them in. Anyway, and this is an all-male cast in this holiday classic. It's got Charlie Brown Eye. He's disgusted by the commercialization that he sees all around him and finds the true meaning of Christmas in another man's ass. Now, Charles Schulz, creator of Peanuts, he's the main goal for the Peanuts-based Christmas special was to focus on what he deemed the true meaning of Christmas. Now, this is a far cry of what I think when I grab a cup of Folgers and open my Sunday morning paper to Peanuts in the funny section. However, the cinematography and message are delightful, but I would not consider this a family film, mainly because of the extreme graphic nudity and painfully deep penetration. I give it one thumb up.
Is this the one where Schroeder plays the piano with his dick?
I did get that. That's not in the movie proper. That's in the director's cut.
Oh, okay. I heard about that.
It's good. It's really worth. I mean, I out of two thumbs, one thumb. Give it to you,
Nadi. I apologize for the inappropriateness.
Me too. I apologize.
I thought
I'm so offended.
I thought he was going to review actual.
These are holiday classics.
I mean, I was gonna just say I would give that one fist up, but
hey,
I don't understand the joke, but I applaud you inserting something into the show.
Hey, I've been on once before. I can take it over, and I'll lead you guys the right way. No, that was good. I was just messing with you. So,
would you recommend that I watch this show with my son over the holidays?
No, it's definitely not a family film.
You don't want to see the scene where Linus's blanket gets
a lot of these movies
involved.
A lot of these movies I hear about, because I've heard of all these films before, and it's always like, these are great family films. They stand the test of time. I don't know if the morals were different back then in 97, but this is not it's not a family film. And I feel like it was a lot older than 97, but that's what it said on there.
Okay. Well, again,
I've got a couple more if you got time. I've got two more.
Okay, hopefully if we can clean it up.
You know what? It surprised me too how dirty these were.
Okay.
The next is a 2001
movie. The next two
movie.
Of them?
I'm going to review them both at the same time, every other word. It's a 2001 movie. It's A Wonderful Thigh, directed by Stanley Hugeprick. This one stars James Pubert, Donna Peed, and Lionel Barrymore in her. Here, a smoking hot angel helps a passionate but sexually frustrated businessman by showing what life would have been like if he had never had sex. And in an interview,
I can tell you what that's like.
You're living it. In an interview, the director described the film's theme as the individual's belief in himself and that he made it to combat modern trend towards atheism. I guess that between one of the leads being a sexy female angel and the amount of time she screamed Jesus, I can see how the director claims there are religious elements to the film. Since the movie is about an alternate reality where a man has never had sex, there was only hand, foot, and mouth play, it really left me wanting this film. I give it zero thumbs, and again, not remotely a family film. Not a family film at all.
Jason, God, I don't...
You kind of want to see them again, don't you? They're films you've seen growing up, right? These classics?
No, I have not seen these at all. I think you fucked up again.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets a fist.
See, I knew you guys. You at least have seen it. That's accurate.
Was that something your parents told you when you were a kid watching these movies?
Yeah, you know, that's one of those, you know, just phrases you pick up, you know. And
you can't really remember where you heard that.
Yeah, I heard it somewhere.
It really gets me in the Christmas spirit.
Of course.
I bet.
I just got one more.
Red blouses get me in the Christmas spirit.
Sorry. I've never seen him act this way, and he's married.
Did you tell her that so she doesn't make a pass at me?
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, this thing is a real danger of that. All right, just one more. You guys are reacting honestly a little bit odd to these, but...
Because... go ahead.
Okay, finally,
Wit's End.
Alfred Hitchcock's 2003 classic, Miracle on 69th Street. Here we see Maureen O'Hara, John Vane, Edmund Hung, and Gene Cockhart and some career performances here. In this one, a nice old man who claims to be Santa is institutionalized and insane, and a hot young female lawyer decides to defend him by sleeping her way through the judicial system to clear his name. The theme of Miracle on 69th Street is basically to believe in things that you can't always understand. Even, you know, you can't understand it, but they're there. This movie recaptures a time in our lives when magic and Santa were real, and even though there's some needless dialogue in the middle, I really enjoyed the culmination of the movie where the lawyer, Santa, and the judge have a three-way. Two thumbs, way up. Do not see this with your family.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus inside you.
Okay, see, everyone's acting like, but Dustin, you have seen these movies. You're quoting them verbatim.
I feel like your household that you were raised in is a little different than mine. I don't remember any brown eyes on Christmas.
I like holiday movies.
Yeah, what can you say? They're all holiday themed. They're classics, according to.
According to what? I mean, where did you watch these?
We didn't even get to Rudolph and the Island of the Misfit Sex Toys.
You know what? It was like number five. And I took the top three. So,
but where did you find where did you find these movies?
These were I would Google Christmas classics. And then every site that I went to is like, you have to pay. And I'm poor as shit. I finally stumbled upon fleshycandycane.com, and it had all the movies for free, right on fleshycandycane.com.
I just don't think that you should be allowed to get on the internet by yourself anymore.
I'm over 18.
He's got time to kill at Tasco.
I.
Hey, you know what? We're meeting our financial goals.
Your financial goals to have a monthly porn subscription?
You know, that is a luxury, I think. And right now, it's all about just paying the bills, keeping the lights on.
That was a treat to you and all your employees.
What's that?
The monthly subscription.
Hopefully, that's my bonus this year. We'll see.
Yeah, good Christmas bonus.
Not too bad. Mm-hmm. But anyway, those are classic movies, and you're welcome.
You did a fabulous job.
Thank you.
White Christmas on her chest. That's a good one.
Number six. Almost made it.
Sorry.
Skeet, skeet.
If I would have known you would have done that, we're going to do that one. I would have let you do it. Well, let's listen to some Christmas music since we're such in the holiday
spirit. Yeah, this song is the most raddest Christmas song ever.
The most raddest.
What? Raddest.
I love it. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
We here at IBWIP hope you got everything you wanted for Christmas. And if you didn't, well, there's always booze. Drink up, Timmy. Way down.
reeling like a merry-go-round. Head Santa to a girl town, what would please you most to get? A little baby doll that can cry, sleep, drink, and wet. And then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a saber jet.
On you, buddy.
Christmas is over. Time to put away the tinsel, sweep the garland under the rug, and put down the nog. However, now is the time to pick up the laptop and email your best buddies at IBWIP. Your best buddy's like Jason. He's your best buddy, right?
Oh, yeah. He's my best friend ever.
Bros for life.
Give us the greatest gift
bros
of all.
Bros before knockers. Unless they're in front of you.
They're not in front of me. They're like to the side.
Back into
the I don't know how you can even function
adjacent
in your life.
Adjacent two breasts.
Hopefully she doesn't come to your shows, because I wouldn't be able to play a chord.
I make her stand behind me at the show. Give us the greatest gift of all and send the email to blake@ibwip.com and check out all of our classic rantings on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio, and of course, ibwip.com. Follow the show on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Vine, and Instagram to see what's popping with Blake and the gang day to day. And Blake's dog on Instagram.
Hashtag?
Hashtag boxers on Instagram. I posted a picture one day of me in my underwear, and I was unaware that it was the wrong boxers of Instagram. There's a moderate chance that you'll be glad that you did.
Moderate. Fair to moderate.
All right, I think we'll go into another Christmas classic. This one's a personal favorite. It's Bob and Doug McKenzie from SCTV doing their 12 Days of Christmas. Take off, you hosers.
And I think this one has a little bit of a delay in it.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, good day. It's Christmas Snore. Part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself
on your podcast
on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, now, this is our Christmas song in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ. You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, good.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toasts,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where?
Go. Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toasts,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See,
you need more.
The fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toasts,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth,
the golden Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
Okay.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, 6 packs of 2
toasts. 5 golden toasts.
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer in a tree.
I keep forgetting. Okay. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Holzer.
Oh, 8th day of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smokes, 6 packs of 2 4 5.
5 golden toes, 4 pounds of mac and 3 French toes,
2 turtles, and a beer. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
5 golden toes, 4 pounds of bag bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
There's nothing better than Bob and Doug McKenzie. Nothing better at all. Mostly the holidays.
Good day. I'm Bob McKenzie, and this is my brother Doug.
We live in Maple Lake, your average small Canadian town.
Okay, obviously this track is longer than I thought it was.
And that no, that wasn't part of that song.
For a second there, I was like, oh shit, they're here.
I'm glad they're not.
Standing behind me. Well, folks, it's that time again. Let me cue that bad boy up here.
Get in there. Scrub it down.
Well, see, that's not going to work.
You're playing both at the same time?
Yeah.
What the?
Punch it! I just spit all over everywhere.
When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a token on my cares, go up and smoke.
This is my new favorite part of the show, and I have to actually do all of it.
That's right.
You don't do any of this.
It's true.
All right. This is up. What's up in eSmoke? We have companies who send us some of their e-juices, e-liquids, however you want to pronounce it.
I would say liquids. Juices just sounds pretty dirty to me.
Juices.
I hear juices and I just think one thing.
Well,
what's that? What do you
think? Orange juice.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Freshly squeezed. Freshly squeezed. Anyway, this is from a Brew City craft e-juice. They're out of Wisconsin. Milwaukee, where I just was a couple weeks ago. I could have just went and picked it up. No, the guy says, here, I'll send you six flavors.
Six flavors.
Six
nice.
Flavors. So Brew City, again, Brew City Craft E-Juice. And we are vaping in my iStick with Nautilus Mini.
Good choice.
Is somebody bothering you out there?
Stop being so paranoid.
Who the hell is out there bothering you?
You heard all the people cheering for him outside. They're still out. There they are.
They heard you talking about your iStick.
They want more fun facts.
Yeah, more fun facts. So this evening we are vaping on. Okay, well, I'll save that part for later because that's like the big extravagance.
The big tease.
Yeah, but they have six different flavors: Bradford, Umbrella, King, Blue Raz, which is one of my favorites. Straffles.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Bless you.
And achoo, and vaccine. And I love all these but one. And that's just because I'm not really into the strawberry waffle.
I would like that.
I'm more into the blue waffle.
Blue waffle. Hey! High five.
The blue waffle. I just want to say, I looked at a picture of a blue waffle last weekend for the first time, and for like 2 days, every time I close my eyes, that's what I saw.
Well,
lemon I didn't party. Show you because I just don't want you to see.
Well, one of the...
look it up on Google, people.
One of the flavors, I recently was sick for a whole week, and I couldn't, you know, it was in my throat, it was in my nose, I couldn't taste anything. And so when you're vaping and you can't taste anything, it makes you kind of go, well, fuck, I'll just have a cigarette, right? I mean, it does, but I haven't smoked.
But you stayed strong.
But I stayed strong because of one thing, and it was Brew City's Crafts E-Juice's vaccine. That was a call.
I thought that was a weird name, but now it all makes
sense. No, it makes complete sense.
Totally.
It's medicine?
It's a pear blend. It's a pear blend with sweet coconut fusion.
Not just coconut, sweet coconut.
Sweet coconut.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah, it's a sweet goddamn
like
coconut.
Like coconut.
No, but
like sweet sweeter. Coconut, bro.
I am not a fan of coconut.
He likes sweet coconuts. It all makes sense.
That'll full circle.
It'll come full circle in a minute. Don't worry about that. No, but that was the only thing that I could vape while I was sick. I could taste the coconut, and you can even taste a pear. It was smooth. It wasn't dragging on me. It gave off good vape and stuff. But tonight, Nani's going to show everyone here in just a moment, as soon as I get the camera ready. She's going to show us what we're vaping on. We're vaping on Umbrella.
Oh, yeah. Umbrella.
Oh, my
right,
Lord.
Right there.
All right. Look at the other camera for me one more time here. This one over here?
Which one? Oh, wait. That one?
Yeah. It's obvious we're new at this. No, but they have... it's good vape. It's a wonderful fruit. God, I can't stop looking at them.
Fruits.
A wonderful summer fruit blend. And Brett says, Blake, I want to help the show out. He says, you vape all the time. I want to taste if what you're talking
about.
I want to taste.
I'm a virgin vapor.
Just a taste. You always get the first taste for free.
So,
that's
right. So we're gonna hand it over. And
okay, you have to tell me how to like.
Yep. So that button right there, the square button.
Push it and
you're gonna hold it down and you're gonna inhale.
Suck on that.
You're gonna give it a good.
How much should I take in? how much do you think I can handle?
It's smooth. It won't bother you at all. Just take a drag of a cigarette. Like,
okay.
We're watching the dawn of an addiction here. Oh boy.
How's that for summer melons?
Summer melons
are always good.
Summer melons. It's good though. It's good.
It's fruity, melony, ripe. Overall refreshing.
Like you're in the summer.
Yes.
Plump.
No, but it,
plump.
But what I like about the Brew City, you don't have to hold it the whole time. I appreciate that. She's like, I'll just hold this like Vanna White for the whole time. No,
I'll say that's better than the last time I smoked a cigarette. Well, because after I quit smoking, I smoked one time and I threw up.
And it's better for you. And there's less.
Seems better for
nicotine,
me.
Yeah.
All their flavors are really good. They're not overpowering to where you're just going. You know, they're.
That's the thing people do.
Yeah, they go like that.
They talk. They do.
No, but they got like I said, they got six different flavors. They're out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So and let's see, they're on Facebook. So Brew City Craft E Juice. It's not just some E Juice.
Do they make beer too?
With a name like Brew City. You should email them.
They seem to specialize. Because
maybe
juices.
I could get some sweet coconut beer, and I'd be all about that.
That's disgusting.
That sounds bad.
One of my favorites.
It'd be like a milk stout.
The blue raz, and because I really like raspberry, like you know the raspberry flavor. But they have a blue raspberry candy, and I vape on that shit all day long. Good stuff. But
I vaped on it for a second. Was it
summery?
If I was. A more dedicated vapor, I would vape on it all day long.
It wasn't hard. Like, it didn't scratch your throat.
No, it didn't. It wasn't like smoking weed.
Okay. Because
that'd be wrong and illegal.
I'll edit that part out.
Thanks, Brew City.
Yeah. So, brewcityjuice@gmail.com. You can also go to their website. Where is their website? It's at Brew City. Oh, no, Bruce. Bruce.
Yes,
Bruce,
it's not B-R-U-C-E. It's not some Bruce guy named Bruce.
I should pre-record these. Bruce Springsteen.
1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Oh, rest in peace.
Somebody needed to do a saxophone.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta love Clarence.
BruceCityJuice.com. Check out BruceCityJuice.com. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We really appreciate the guys sending it to us. They got six flavors. Good stuff. I don't see anything bad about it.
In the show notes, right? All their links.
All their links are in the show notes as well. And you want to hold up the bottle one more time. Let me zoom in on it here. That's how.
As she holds it lower.
E boobs and e juices.
E boobs and juice. So, Bruce City, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'm totally gonna go to Bruce City. The guy's name. By the way, just to see what comes up.
Bruce City. Like B-R-E-W.
I hope when I go there it says, do you want to claim this domain? Yes. I'd love to donate my life savings to securebrucecity.com.
All right. Enough of that.
I take a token on my gear, go up in smoke. I take a token on my gear, go up in smoke.
Good. It's good. It's not a whole. Like, it doesn't fill up the whole room. Mm-hmm. I like it. I don't want. I'm not
annoyed as I would be in like a bar full of people smoking cigarettes.
They're dripping and stuff. So, all right. Well, in the holiday season, we thought, who can we have on as an interview? We have some of the most amazing characters on the show. Jason, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
All right. See you later, guys.
Every year for Christmas,
he's gonna be outside signing autographs.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Here I am, ladies.
Jason! Oh, receive me!
That was a door.
It's weird how they all quieted down right at the same time.
Well, the door's shut. It's very soundproof.
Yeah, once the door shuts, I mean, this is a soundproof studio
that
I paid millions of dollars for. But Molly loves the holidays, and a couple years ago, she got all up in
this Elf on the Shelf thing. And our Elf on our Shelf is named Cole.
Yeah, I missed out on that. My kids are, you know, the kids were too old.
You're not missing out because you have to find things for them to do every
single
night.
Seems like a lot of dedication.
Oh, God, it's amazing.
Like another thing on your daily list of things
right.
to do.
And I've got a, on my daily list of things to do.
It's pretty extreme.
Yes. Poop, very extreme. Vape. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Okay.
Do you light up a stage?
I wax and chump like a candle. Dance. All right, welcome to IBWIP. Our Elf on the Shelf, Cole. Cole, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me on, guys. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
It's not a pleasure having you. Not at all, because I've dealt with you too much already. But so you've been our Elf on the Shelf for about 2 years now.
Yep.
How are you liking it? Because it about drives me up to the wall.
So far, so good. To that smart ass comment about not liking having me here. I don't like that. I wish you'd stop moving around all the time. You were all the way across town last year. Now you're in this house. Make up your mind.
Well, it was a tornado caused us not to be in this house.
Likely story. Look, I like riding around on your dog. Rory's fun. I like being near the graveyard. There's always lots of Oreos and beer in the fridge.
Why would there be beer in the fridge? Because Brett comes here all the time?
Ed A. Beer.
I think the Elf should be lucky he didn't get carried away in the tornado.
Yeah, because it was in November. We 2 more weeks and we would have lost you.
Well, what do you do in your off time?
Yeah.
Fuck.
What do you do the other 11 months of the year?
Fuck.
I'm sure Blake wasn't going to ask you that.
Before you get to that, Cole, let's put a tack on that one.
Let's put that with the parking.
Let's put a tack on that one. So every morning, Eli wakes up and finds you doing some kind of outrageous, mischiefy thing. You know, like one time you wrote, "Be good, Eli," in toothpaste all yes. over the bathroom yes. mirror.
Seems hypocritical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have seen
Do
you.
Do as I say.
You toilet papered our living room. You TP'd our living room.
I remember that.
I mean,
December 4th.
What?
December 4th.
Oh, it actually was.
Yeah.
How did you know that?
Do you keep a work journal?
I keep a work journal.
Yeah, he's got it in a corporate.
Do you just get bored, or I mean, or do you have like a troublemaking kind of mentality?
Well, I am the Elf on a Shelf, and I only know how to do a few things. I report to Santa, fluff up the joint while you're sleeping, and
fluff up of the joint.
That's right. I fluff it up, you know. I just mess things around.
I don't think that means the same thing you think it means.
Right.
Well, what does it mean for you?
For me personally, it doesn't mean anything.
Well, I mean, like, I hear fluffing, I'm assuming that you're a girl.
I'm a boy, elf.
Right, but
I have an elf penis.
Okay, but you have to keep that penis hard in pornos.
I don't. What's that?
Okay. Anyway,
I also, children don't touch me because if they touch me, I lose my magic.
Right, right. We stress that to Eli. He has a lot of trouble with that.
Kids want to touch me all the time. It causes a lot of problems for me. Kids are always coming at me with their fingers.
How are your sinus cavities?
Well, perfectly normal.
Really?
I'm an elf. My sinuses are stuffed full of candy.
That's what I figured. You watch over the kids. Your job, basically, is what you're supposed to be doing, is you're supposed to be watching over the kids, making sure that they're good, because Santa Claus is about to come, and you're supposed
1 month a year. It's a sweet gig.
Right, and so you're supposed to report back to Santa how they're behaving. How is Garrett and Eli doing so far this year?
Besides an incident when Eli interrupted your show in his underpants looking like an old man, he's been
I
pretty good.
I remember that.
You remember that?
It
was
totally
pretty nuts, right?
That.
The best day of Dustin's life.
Shut up.
Authorities, please do not. You did not hear that.
I can't believe it. I was like, this is going on the list. Anyway.
Was that a naughty or a nice gesture?
Well, according to Santa, it was naughty, but for me, I didn't mind it so much. he also put his finger in Molly's birthday cake. That was close in proximity to a time when he last picked his nose, so that was bad too.
He is known for. He always does that. Every time you put a birthday cake in front of him, his, not his, sticks his fucking finger in it.
You know what? Me being half full of candy myself, I completely understand the urge to put your finger into sugar products. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I think we were talking about putting fingers in other things earlier.
Yeah, like birthday cakes, right?
Right, exactly.
So how do you report to Santa? I mean, do you text him, email him, or is there some kind of Windows Access database?
Elf telepathy.
What is epilepsy? Epilepsy.
Yeah, it's where you have seizures. And
no, that's epilepsy. That's so my lack of candy consumption.
You just communicate using a seizure.
No, look, Santa, after all, is the head jolly old elf. There are many types of elves that have many types of jobs, but we're all connected and we can communicate with our minds.
How come Santa's way taller than all the other elves?
Yeah, is he really considered an elf? I didn't think he was an elf, actual elf.
He's like a human.
He is a jolly old elf. He has a pituitary problem, and he is by far the largest elf.
But is he epileptic too? Because the lights could be that could be a problem.
No, he gets regular candy intake. He has elepathy. I think you're elflepathy. You're hearing it wrong. It's not epilepsy.
I'm sorry. It's your congestion. You know,
that's all the candy.
This is how elves sound. Their sinuses are full of cotton candies.
Are you really old?
Gumdrops?
According to what?
Elf years? Or like in Santa Claus is the oldest.
He is pretty old. He is old. I am not as old, obviously, but considered by other elves, like subjectively, I am that old. I'm 305.
Oh, that's not bad at all. No. You don't look a day over 300.
Oh, thank you.
You know, the Elf on the Shelf is really popular, as Dustin and Brett were saying.
It's very popular in my house.
All over the country. And people post pictures online. And
you have them at your house, you said, Brett? We don't have Heartthrob?
We don't have an elf at my You're house. That's how popular it is at my house.
You don't have them?
We don't have one.
Dustin, you have one at your house?
Nah.
You should.
Do you? Sorry.
There's a lot of guys out of work.
I live alone.
Would you recommend?
Most of
you got
the
anybody
time.
That you would recommend? Any buddies of yours?
My buddy Gary is out of work right now. He's ready. He's had a lot of shelf sitting experience, but was laid off recently.
What's his strong suit?
Sitting on a shelf.
That should probably be the elf at my house, because I'm just hanging out by myself at my house most of the time, unless my daughter's over on the weekends.
After the show, I'll give you Gary's email address. Yeah.
So
what if we just wanted an elf best friend? We're not going to make him do anything.
That does fall under Elf on a Shelf category, because there's only a limited number of different kinds of elves, so I will give you his information after the
show.
Are there
any elves with a shelf?
In some cases, in lower-income families, the elves do come equipped with their own shelf.
That ain't the shelf I'm talking about, brother.
You've lost me again.
Okay, well, I noticed you said something about, there are some elves that are unemployed right now. And
yes.
I'm unemployed. It's hard to believe, but I'm unemployed right now. Is there any way that I could get a job as an elf on the shelf?
How old are you?
39.
A lot younger than you.
Yeah, so
200.
But I mean, in elf years, that's about 305.
Mm-hmm. As the crow flies, that is about 305. You and I are about the same age, as it turns out. You've got a nice build. I think you could probably sit on a shelf.
Good.
What do you do right now all day? Do you sit around?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
That's why I figured I would be really good at
it. He has an adult-sized shelf that he sits on all day.
Oh,
right,
it's called a couch.
Elf on a couch.
Well, you would know because you're here all day.
I do. So a lot of times I'm sleeping during the day. I wake up in the night and do a lot of mischief.
You're a nocturnal elf.
That is right.
Do you steal the underwear and the socks, like the gnomes?
Oh, I do a lot.
So a lot of people post pictures online of shelves, of elves doing all kinds of silly things. Do you guys try to outdo each other, or do you just have your own your own way of doing things?
Well, we're definitely out there doing silly things. They're all well documented on social media. People post stuff all the time, as you've seen. While I can't personally keep track of all of them, Santa can and does.
Really?
All of the shelf. What's that?
Hashtag? Is that how he keeps track?
He does. That is correct. All of the shelf elves, as we call ourselves, are in stiff competition each year to best each other. Last year's winner took their family's old irreplaceable family photos and smeared his feces all over them. It was hilarious.
And he won Elf Shelf of the Year?
No, he won a $25 gift certificate to the Olive Garden.
Oh. Ironically, we were talking about the Olive Garden earlier. So
we're all going to go on a date.
You can get a lot of
breadsticks
for $25. Yeah.
Almost unlimited, some would say.
So is there anything that you've done here that me and Molly don't know about?
Are you kidding me? There's loads of things I've done. Shall I enlighten you?
You don't want to open this door, Blake.
I want to hear what he's got
to say. You can't unknow what I'm about to say.
That's fine. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Is the mic going to even pick that up to be worth this silence?
No.
Oh.
What does that mean?
An angel gets his wings.
An angel gets a fist.
Oh, okay. So what are some of the things that you do that we don't know about? Because now I'm kind of concerned for Eli's safety.
Now remember, you can't unknow these things. I lick all of your plates after you've cleaned them.
Oh!
Yep. And I got a big tug, too. I've got a Gene Simmons-esque tug. I throw out one in a pair of socks. I put peanut butter on me and let Rory have at it. I download viruses onto your laptop. What else?
Does the virus only make one channel on my audio recording work?
Maybe. I eat Mexican and fart deep into your bed pillows. I stretch out my sack and put it on everything in your house, including you.
Oh,
when you teabagged him.
You're elf teabagging me. Or Molly.
While you sleep.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I mean, you didn't know that before. Now you know it. You're probably not going to get into a deep REM sleep now.
I don't think so. And it causes me to ask another question.
All right.
Or did you have more things that you do?
Not necessarily.
Okay. All right. Have you ever made any inappropriate thoughts or have you impure thoughts with Molly? I mean, you can teabag me. That's fine. I don't give a fuck.
I teabag everything in the house. As a matter of fact, it was impure thoughts about her that got me stretching my sack to begin with. There are also a lot of dick and ear pics starring Molly and I.
Dick and ear pics?
I told you didn't want to go down this road.
Some of the, I really don't want to know this stuff. Brett, you had a question earlier. Do you want to ask?
Yeah. What do elves like you do when you're off time? Because obviously, you've got a good 11 months where you're not during the holidays.
This is an appropriately timed question, I would say.
If there's one thing I'm good at, it's timing.
I have a lot of downtime.
Those fans for Jason are just going crazy.
That's
out there.
Bad timing, I think.
I hope he's okay out there.
I know, right?
Fuck him. I was stationed in South Korea for a few years on a shelf, and I have a child that I visit about a month in the summer. I'm usually backpacking through Western Europe, and I go state to state collecting state quarters. That's what I do in the other 11 months.
Where do you carry all the quarters? Do you have like a wagon?
I have a bag of holding that's unlimited. I can put as much as I want in there.
Like Santa Claus does with his bag of presents. Like, you can put an unlimited amount in there, and it doesn't look like it's completely...
Not unlike Santa's bag. Stop looking at
Dottie's
boobies. I put my sack on those while she sleeps, too.
Naughty, do you have a...
If you feel a little tickle at night, it's just Cole.
It's just me. And old Cole.
Your small elf sack.
Oh, you know what? It gets pretty big.
I'm assuming.
You know what? I will say that I am... Well, you'd be surprised, miss.
Naughty, do you have elf on the shelf at your house?
No, we don't. We don't do that. We just... I don't know. I just threaten things like Santa is watching. You better.
You go. So you go old school.
Yeah, yeah. We go old school. Yeah. Unless the elf could babysit while I'm out, that would be nice.
What would you be doing while you're out?
What do I do when I'm out? Or what would?
Look, it's people like you that don't employ elves on shelves. That's got us at a 15% unemployment rate.
15.
It's high. It's high. These people they have no income.
Cool. Are you guys like an equal opportunity employer? Well, I only celebrate Kwanzaa, so I would need an African-American elf to come to my house.
We do have African-American elves. They're only about three-fifths the elf I am, I would say, though.
I always heard that African-American elves were
larger. There is a higher unemployment rate with them. If you want to talk to some of them, I can hook you up with the elf NAACP, and we can probably get something going.
What do you want people to know about the elf on the shelf? What do you want them to take away from this interview?
Know that it's we're honest, good, hardworking elves. We need jobs, and at the same, you know, if it also keeps your kid from misbehaving during the holidays, it's a win-win for everybody.
Now, we've told Eli that if he touches you, because that was one of the things you're not supposed to touch you.
Right.
Inappropriately?
In any way, hopefully.
Yeah, in any way at all. But
I'm just making sure.
What happens to...
Fluff up the joint.
What happens to said child if... What happens to said child if they do touch you?
Well, I will lose my magic, and it will happen in a big searing flash on their skin. They'll have a third-degree burn whatever part of their body touches mine.
Oh, Jesus.
More incentive not to touch me.
I guess so.
Do you want to touch me?
No, but you touch
where?
Me. You touch me. How come you don't?
It's only the touch of a child that will make me lose my magic.
Oh, my word. Well, Cole, I can't stand you being here every year because...
That I will pack my bags and leave.
But the kids would do adore.
That I will stay.
But I run out of stuff to do with you.
What else could we do? Well, how about we take out all the shoelaces? How about you work with me? I get tired. I have these little hands.
I get tired of cleaning up after you. It took me forever to get that fucking toothpaste off a mirror. You ever try to get toothpaste off a mirror?
That was hard work. I had to get way up there.
Yeah, actually.
We'll take out all the shoelaces and we'll tie them in knots.
All right. Well, we'll work on that tonight. I got three more shows to do because my friend Jason wants to do six.
He's a dick.
Yeah. Well, Cole, thank you very much. I'm going to go get the door and see if I can grab Jason back.
I just saw him disappear into a sea of fans.
Oh.
I'm head that way. I'll yell at him from my fucking shelf.
Okay, will you open the door for him real quick?
All right, here I go.
Oh, Jason!
We got to go back to the show.
All right, well...
Sounds like he's getting fluffed.
I know, right? Jason, are you okay?
I was outside, and now I'm back inside. What's up?
Oh, we just had the elf on the show. Those girls out there were going crazy.
It's mainly guys. I
heard a couple in there.
There was a couple. There was a couple trying to tag team me, but it's mainly dudes out there.
With that kind of the sound like that,
I went out there with much higher hopes.
Dustin, how about you read some upcoming releases?
All right, now here's our upcoming release schedule. Episode 169.
I get it.
Hey, baby.
Dear Do.
Kind of like
Woof to Woof to Do.
It's now available. So go down that. Don't. Go download
just,
that
just
shit.
Just go down on that episode. Go down on me if you want to hear the episode. That's the only way you can hear
go
it.
Go down on it.
Just,
all right.
Just go down, take your tongue, and just.
That's. Do you have a go camera? Down on me, I go down on you.
What now?
Oh, you know what?
69.
Huh? She was making eye contact. I kind of forgot what was
going on. I know, right? Now you feel my pain. All now right. You understand what I go through on a daily basis. Was
She's
I stand...
like Medusa, only your dick turns to stone. Episode 170, What's With E-Boobs, is now available. And episode 171, this episode, inevitably titled, You, Me, Blake, and Dupree, will be available Friday, December 26th. That's our little treat for you. We keep the gifts. We keep giving the gifts after Christmas. You know you like it.
You're going to be sitting there. You're going to have all these new toys. You're going to have all this.
You're going to need some inappropriate stuff to listen
to. You'll fucking weigh 20 pounds more because you ate a bunch of fucking fruitcake. And then you're like, oh, what will make it all better? What will make this fucking Christmas complete?
They'll all be like that.
Every single one of them will be like, ugh. Fuck football. What
Christmas
do I want?
With Carmelita or Carmelo?
Carmelo Fettuccini.
Is she party family Christmas?
Carmelo Fettuccini. This is the way Carmelo Fettuccini talked. She talked like this. Is she smoke cigarettes?
What kind of cigarettes does she smoke?
Pour Malls. You're an asshole.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew and Pour Malls.
She loves Mountain Dew.
And what she'll do is... That was a callback of way too far. People are not going to get
that.
No one listened to that episode.
Your impression of her is just crazy.
Spot on. It is good.
Yeah, like
well, she's been on twice, and so I listened back.
And you guys and kept in contact since she's been on the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's got stuff in the works. We're going to have her on.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Maybe she'll be on episode 172, our next episode, which will be available on Friday, January 2nd.
That's my mom's birthday.
I don't think that has anything to do with this. And don't forget,
unless your mom's
she's listening right now, I want to give a shout out.
Unless your mom's pushing the donate button,
Brett's gonna take his mom to Hardee's for her birthday.
Yeah,
I took my mom out to dinner a while back. She's a vegetarian, so I was like, "Let's go to Hardee's." We're all vegetarian.
She's gonna want to go to the Olive Garden.
It is
though.
The mecca, you know. Like most vegan people, you know, they're like, oh, "Hardee's is awesome."
Slice of tomato, please. Yes.
If it doesn't get all over your face, it's something.
They
or
don't
other.
Even use that anymore.
Are we still talking about eating? Yeah, sandwiches? I know. I took it there. And don't forget, Saturday, December 27th is Make Cutout Snowflakes Day. Make Cutout Snowflakes? What are you, 5 years old? No, seriously. If you're only five, then you need to turn off this program and have a conversation with your parents. And Wednesday, December 31st, Make Up Your Mind Day. And if you've never had trouble not making up your mind, then don't. Never mind this holiday for no uncertain reason. Wait. Also, please remember to submit your mystery tags fan feedback to Blake at IBWIP.com.
That's me.
And they will be read live, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend and support the show. You scumbags.
Whoops. Did I say a goddamn word about the flavor that I was vaping?
You did.
You did.
Yeah. I tried it.
Yeah.
Vaccine.
It was umbrella.
No. Or immunization. Or
no, umbrella. Ella. Ella. Eh.
Vaping on my umbrella. That's just what I was singing the whole time.
Nice.
In my head.
That was nice.
But I did. I did talk about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about it together.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I said it was. What were the words that I used?
Vape-tastic.
Fruity or Melanie?
Melanie. Yeah, Melanie.
Yeah, could we? Yeah, we talked about Melanie.
He said it wasn't rough like a penis going down your throat.
Exactly.
Yes. It did not feel like a penis going down my throat.
All right.
That's all I took away from
they
that.
They can
segment.
Take that ad and run with it.
Smooth and salty.
All right, folks. Thank you very much. This is the part of the show where I go through and have everybody give plugs. Now, I want to try something a little bit different.
Uh-oh.
Everyone take your tops off.
Like an anal plug.
All right. What we're going to do is when I point to you, you have 7 seconds to give your plugs. On your mark, get set, go.
Oh man, I'm not good under pressure.
Naughty.
I don't know either.
All right, the link will be in the show notes. Brett.
www.reverbnation.com and check out hashtag Papa Stitch ongoing documentary on Instagram.
I don't have any plugs. I'm just here to have fun.
All right. That's what I like to hear.
Hold on a second. What about Nani? You have a new venture coming up. Can you talk about that or not?
Oh, yeah. You're the new boutique you're going to have.
Can you talk about that or not?
Yeah, I can talk about
you
it.
You should definitely
talk
about it.
Yeah, come to Come Creations.
Yes. And if you would.
Say it slow.
That's
say
true.
It slow and as sexy as possible.
Yes.
And we'll.
Sexy. Perhaps under, sultry.
It's hard.
Brett, I'd appreciate really it if you didn't look at me right now because it makes me feel bad what I'm about to do.
You know, I did do voices for an anime porn.
What?
But that's totally off.
See, I haven't done that. Like, I've done some voice work, but I haven't gone into that.
You can't find it.
Saving that.
I can't find it.
We're doing another show. I think
there were like tentacles involved and shit.
Yes.
We'll save it. Save it for the thing. Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, come to Come Creations. Come to Come Creations.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just say it all giggly because it's a really good business.
why didn't you call it ejaculate to ejaculate?
Basically, it's a spa. Mm-hmm. And you use semen to help your skin glow.
Why can't someone just do this at home?
Well, because we have specials.
Special semen.
We have special semen.
Okay.
That's why.
I donated.
Is it all human semen or is it from animals?
No, it's all human. Okay. It's all human.
Animal. High quality.
Right now, you can get a good bukkake wrap.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
So basically, you just
it's like a California roll, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
You come out there looking the best you ever
literally,
have.
Before. Literally. You come out
of
there. Literally.
You come out of there. And we serve celery and pineapple because
I was
going to
say, they feed
what?
The donors pineapple all the time. I had like
celery.
3 slices this morning. Gives
celery
a good flavor.
Oh, yeah, you were
right?
in there this
right.
morning,
yeah.
weren't you?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Celery thick, pineapple sweet.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And referring to semen.
Yes. Because we want all of our customers to, you know, have the best.
Enjoy
semen
a big, thick, sweet mm-hmm. load.
Yep.
Coats sure. the throat, yeah. coats the face. Coats
all
the
right. Throat. Well, we'll all.
Yes.
Is it possible that you could possibly donate like a gift certificate or something to a listener?
I can, yes.
Okay, awesome. Thank you very
much. I
have
much. A donation in the same vein of that, if possible.
Real, I bet you do.
The main vein.
All right. You're so
I
witty.
Get it.
Penis.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Merry Christmas to you all. Jason, I know you're going to have a great Christmas, so I'm going to go ahead and say best friend. Thank you for...
Hey, you're my best friend, no. and Merry Christmas to you. Let's touch fingers.
Get a room.
You Merry Christmas.
Do it up.
Negative space.
Like
don't
E.T.
Ever touch.
No, hold
touch.
On. Just touch it, but just follow me.
Okay. I'll be right here.
Right now, right now, we're rubbing her boob.
It feels like a nail.
Blake is still living in a fantasy world.
Yes. Dustin.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing your nuts and beer.
Hey, man. I do what I can.
And Brett, thank you very much as well. It's always good to see you.
Always.
Always. No, seriously. Always. It's always really good to see you. Like, every single time it's good to see you.
Don't cry, because you're starting to give me that look. Like
it's just cholesterol.
Where you just repeat the same thing over and over again until you start crying.
Just be glad he can at least make eye contact with you.
Just like Molly does when we have sex. She just cries and says the same thing over and over again. Stop.
Oh, jeez.
And Nadi, thank you very much. You did a great job as well.
Thank
All
you.
Right, folks. We got one more song, I think.
That song is probably the best song for the Christmas season. One that the voice just told me was sung by Tony the Tiger's
voice. Is correct, yeah.
And that is the Grinch song.
Didn't get that Tickle Me Elbow for Christmas? Neither did John Bennett Ramsey. Now how do you feel?
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.